you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7.
Yay!
Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, your favorite podcasting app, or crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, et cetera, you are receiving us. We appreciate every goddamn fucking moment of your time. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Couple of things to talk about, I would expect. It's been 2 days since we've talked about you, or to you.
Yes.
And about maybe about some of you.
Right, right.
But to you, and Trump's still president. So that's 2 days of Trumpian news all bottled up like like in need of some kind of a laxative.
A release.
God damn it. You fucked it up. God damn you.
A laxative. Is that, are we a laxative in this metaphor? Whatever the fuck this is.
Yeah, we might be. I might have to rethink that one. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. Join us on social media and everything. Thanks for listening, everybody. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I'm a diuretic. fuck Trump.
Yeah, all kinds of shit to talk about. Let us. It was Friday night, wasn't it, that we started World War III, or didn't?
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, we haven't even talked about that shit and all the fallout from that with Trump sending 100 plus missiles to bomb the fuck out of Syria.
Do we have any left over in case we want to bomb the fuck out of somebody else?
There may be a couple.
Okay. He didn't use them all.
But then when you think about it, I don't know how much they are. They might be like $1 million a piece. We might have just blown $100 million.
For
no reason other than that fucking asshole tweeted it out, so he felt like he was obliged to put it out there to bomb something.
Yes. Maybe they shouldn't be checked for content. His tweets, it should be checked for price. Like, how much is this tweet going to cost? You know? How many missiles?
When he tweets about economic stuff, how much on his favorite Dow? How much is he torching his own Dow?
Right. Just fucking up just making everything nice and unstable on the planet. We've only got one planet. That's okay.
I don't know why. That was right next to Lori Baker, so I just felt. Like, why not? We haven't heard mariachi music in a while.
I love mariachi music.
What the fuck?
Mariachi.
Mariachi was the theater in
Mariachi.
Chicago.
Right.
No longer with us, I believe. Right. Sad.
Close.
Support your local theaters, everyone. Your live theater.
That's right.
Actors work hard.
Yes. They do. They work they hard. They do.
Some.
Yeah. Most actors at work hard. It seems like
that's true.
Fucking like, I don't know. Who's somebody famous?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
She doesn't work that hard. She's busy with these jade eggs and things like that.
She doesn't do much of anything. She shows up for an Iron Man every once in a while, right?
Yeah,
for like 5 minutes in Iron Man. Collects a big paycheck.
Yes, and then she reminds America that, you know what? Put something hot and steaming near your genitals.
Yeah, and shove some rocks up there.
We're going to need you to burn your vagina and then fill it with rocks. That's the advice Gwyneth Paltrow can give us. But good job in Iron Man. You're good in that.
We should dive right in. There's a lot to talk about. Everybody, thanks for listening to Faithless Friday. Everybody that downloaded that, listening live and everything. Yes. We appreciate everything. If you want to help us out here, we don't use any advertisements or anything.
We do not.
So no boycotting the Crabs advertisers.
Right, right.
But
you can just boycott us.
Just,
you know,
boycott
you
us, right.
Show.
Which makes sense. If you don't like it.
Hey, if you don't like this show, there's probably something wrong with your politics, to be honest. You know what I mean? Like,
there may be some
morally bankrupt, like our president.
There may be some liberals with more sensitivities.
Well, you know,
then we may not be their cup of tea.
That's right. And to them, I understand, I get it. But you know, anytime you want, grow the fuck up.
So go watch Maddow.
Right.
Which is perfect.
Maddow would agree with us. Every word. Bullshit. We're right.
Yeah, well, but she agrees with the substance. I don't think she would agree with the method of delivery.
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on in your headlines,
Yay.
Everybody. My favorite headline is over at the HuffPo. I cheated. I already looked. This is some amazing shit.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, April 16th, 2018.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Yay!
Yay.
Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea.
Right. I don't know either.
I'm a human, and I'm coming.
We got some...
you think he's human?
We got some Alex Jones coming up.
What is he? He's Chimera. Did you know that?
He's Sad Face Alex now.
I've got gills.
I don't know what happened today. I'm sure he turned around, because let's not forget that at one point he said this about Julian Assange.
Oh, yeah.
I believe
they want to get you in a dungeon.
No, not
most
that one.
Of these butch lesbians. They want to be
not
the guy smacking the hot chick around.
No, it's not that one.
Got out.
I got a life force.
It's not that one.
Right.
Where is Julian Assange?
You know, the judge should award it.
What?
Yeah, he should have got his kids full time. Why not? Fuck it.
Right. Didn't he mention that over there? Well, he had his meltdown on Friday. We'll play a little bit of that. It's very sad, Alex.
He's put upon, man.
Along with some others on the right.
Julian Assange is a Hillary butt plug.
There you go. But he quickly turned around.
Right.
And then was Julian Assange's buddy again quite shortly after that. He says, fuck Trump. Fuck Trump's family.
Who?
Alex. God. I'm going to play that clip. He's very upset about this bombing Syria shit.
Listen, if Julian Assange is no longer the butt plug of Hillary Clinton, then who is? Who's in her ass right now? Who is her butt plug?
Certainly not Bill.
Oh, God, no. Bill's like, I'm sorry. Been there, done that.
I haven't seen that ass since back in 1978.
No interest.
Wait, how old is Chelsea?
I'd rather them do open heart again. What? Chelsea's like 13. I don't know.
The 40. Wow, she graduated.
I have no fucking idea.
With those advanced degrees really quickly.
She's like Doogie Howser.
Brilliant child.
Right.
Just like Don Jr. Quite the fucking genius.
Does Chelsea, is she a trophy hunter? Does she go down there in Africa and shoot?
No, I think not.
Quaaluded up lions.
I think she tries to help people.
Oh, yeah. What a snowflake.
This is an amazing story, everybody. The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo. Let us set the stage today.
Okay.
Michael Cohen, you may have heard of him.
Right.
Donald Trump's bag man, his fixer.
He's no Tom Hagen, I'll tell you that much.
His
Tom Hagen godfather, Robert Duvall.
Man, that one escaped me.
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody wrote I put it on Facebook. Somebody wrote an opinion piece in the New York Daily News about how Trump is just a fucking mobster. And he's a thug.
The New York Times today says the conservative New York Times, the conservative New York Times today says.
What a rag.
Their main op-ed says the president is not above the law.
He's not?
Well, news to him.
Explain his existence. See, I disagree. He absolutely is above the law.
But he's not.
He's in office right now.
Well, yeah.
He shouldn't be.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
So Cohen was supposed to be in court today in front of the judge hearing arguments about Cohen's team of lawyers, the lawyers' lawyers.
Oh, my God.
Piggy squeals about the raids, the FBI raids, and they're trying to squelch some of the stuff taken, saying it's attorney-client privilege, even though it's not. Nobody who is serious about the law that has been on telly has said anything other than this isn't going to work. This is just a crazy legal ploy, just a Hail Mary of a lawsuit to try to stop the what's going on against Cohen.
Wait, let me understand just so I get what's happening. Cohen's people don't like the fact they don't like that Cohen was raided.
Well, right.
Okay. Well, I mean, God, who's going to like that? I agree. I doubt they like it.
So the argument today was how to determine whether certain material seized from Cohen by federal prosecutors is protected by attorney-client privilege. It's not. The government is arguing that very little of what Cohen does is actual lawyering.
Oh, shit.
He usually, I don't know, creates shell corporations to pay off porn stars, right?
Oh, yeah. So he's not really...
By the way, we found out that the same corporation that he formed paid off Karen McDougal also.
Right,
Two independent contractors for that company.
God, I mean, he's probably practicing the easiest kind of law ever.
Karen
McDougal.
Karen, yeah.
He's practicing the easiest law ever, you know? He's like, hey, Donald, what woman do I need to pay off? I'll go create a shell corporation.
What do you think his fee?
Put a shit ton of money.
What do you think his fee is for that? Does he get a percentage of the payoff?
A fucking lot.
Like for the 143 or 130 whatever fucking K that Stormy got, how much did Cohen charge Trump to set all that shit up?
Well, I tell you, I mean, you know, Trump, there's a lot of people he doesn't fucking pay, but I guarantee you he pays this fucking guy.
Mueller knows.
Mueller knows what?
Mueller's got the hard drives.
The tapes.
Everybody's got the hard drives.
Are there
and
really
possible tapes?
Oh my God.
Which is why many are shitting their bricks, including.
Yes.
Well, we'll get to this. This is the big news. So Michael Cohen had this morning said he gave legal advice to three clients. In the last year, he's got three clients.
Wow.
Donald Trump.
Okay.
GOP fundraiser Elliot Broidy, B-R-O-I-D-Y.
Broidy.
And as of 9:15 this morning, a third person who they refused to identify in court filing.
Why?
Because it's a public figure who does not want to be identified and
who
feels
it?
It's part of his attorney or her attorney client privilege.
Yes.
To not even be named as a client.
Can I make a guess?
You don't know already?
Share.
Oh. Broidy, this other person that Cohen is representing. His name came up last week because Cohen negotiated a non-disclosure agreement for him with a Playboy model.
Oh, my God.
Who says she had an abortion.
Oh, shit.
After he impregnated her.
A GOP guy.
During a period in which he was paying her to have sex.
Wait, is this a GOP fundraiser
GOP guy? GOP fundraiser, Elliot Broidy.
Well, that doesn't make any sense because they're against abortion, their right to life. Every
How
life
dare
is
you?
Special. Jeez. What happened?
unless it's porn star DNA.
And what happened? This GOP fundraiser fuck didn't want to raise a baby? Didn't want to have a baby?
Well, his wife may have not appreciated that news.
Come on, guys. Nut up. It's a life. It's precious. How dare you?
Brody is married, called the affair a consensual relationship.
Ooh.
Not that she was paying it. Well, it was. Right. She was paying him, and she was providing services.
You can fuck me, and you can also leave a bag of cash in my front yard.
You see this guy's picture. I hope she was making a lot.
What's his name? Brody?
Yeah. Elliot Brody.
Brody.
He's married. He has not acknowledged paternity, though. I'm assuming she got the abortion, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Everyone this morning was speculating on who this third person was in this court filing. If the only clients of Cohen were Trump, who we know at least two women in 2016, he set up shell corporate. Were paid off by that shell corporation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Elliot Brody, who he set up a shell corporation to pay off the porn star who was fucking him for money and got an abortion that he paid for.
Think of all the extra bullshit this guy had to learn at law school. He all he needs to know how to do.
You could set it up online. Go to DelawareCorporations.com or FloridaCorporations.com.
You gotta figure this guy was getting paid well by Trump. I mean, he knows all his fucking secrets. He's not fucking around.
That's
Donald.
Why this third person was sweating balls. Because what is Cohen's specialty appear to be? Paying off
yes.
and paying hush money. So it is now revealed, it's breaking news, and the number one trend on the Twitter is the name of the third person,
shit.
The third client of Michael Cohen has been identified.
Oh, okay.
And
I don't know who this is yet.
You know what? I'm changing. I'm not just going to say it. I'm going to play a clip.
Right.
Of Fox News.
Is this the little person from Game of Thrones? What's his name?
Peter Dinklage?
Is it Peter Dinklage?
It is not Peter Dinklage.
I guess.
I'll give you that one.
Right.
Let me see if this is the one. It is. None other than, oh God, where's the Fox News? One second. Those of you listening probably already know it if you've been out on social media or whatever.
On the dance floor.
But I'm trying to call it up. Don't forget, go to our Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a piece of, we get paid, we stay rich. You know what I'm saying? Right, Kate? Okay. By the way, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Follow us on Twitter. Engage with us. My God, tell your friends about us, especially if you have any Bernie bros out there that were confused in the last election. You didn't know who to vote for.
Right.
Tune into this show. We'll help you out next time.
Okay.
Don't vote for the fucking Nazi. That's a hint.
I don't have the clip I wanted, but I'll find it in a second. None other than, here it is. Sorry, everybody.
Is it, Rob Ford?
Late, great Rob Ford.
Yes, back from the dead.
Did you see the guy that's going to play Rob Ford in a movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I put that up on Crab Diving. He's got to gain a little weight.
It's the guy from, what's that terrorist show?
Damn it. Take it.
With,
Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
I have terrorists in that.
The name is Sean Hannity.
Oh, my God.
Sean fucking Hannity is the client.
Yes.
He's the third client of Cohen.
So who the fuck is he paying off? That's what this guy specializes in, right?
Well, yeah.
God, what penthouse Playboy hustler model had to fuck Sean Hannity? Whoever did that, you didn't get enough.
So
not enough money was given by Sean Hannity.
Hannity allegedly was on his radio show and said it's very strange to see the feed from Shepard Smith, and at the bottom of the screen, his name it says Third client revealed.
Oh, God, that's funny.
But I believe that's all he really talked about. There you go. Hannity losing his, probably losing his shit because of the fact that he has now been outed as the third person. He says, he says he had 10, Cohen had 10 clients, but did traditional legal tasks for 3 of them.
Right.
The client is a publicly prominent individual, one of the lawyers said this morning. And the
prominent.
Judge, and the judge was like, no, that's not attorney-client privilege. What's the name?
Sean Hannity, man. I mean, like, that's insane. He's like, he's a public figure. I guess he's a monster. He's a monster spreading fascism. I mean, you know.
Right.
What does it matter? Hey, Sean, this doesn't change my opinion of you. It really doesn't. I don't give a fuck. I mean, maybe if I found out you were eating babies every morning or something, I'd be like, oh, shit, Hannity's even worse. But, you know, you're a big bag of fucking shit. So does it bother you or does it change your opinion of him now that you know this?
Of Hannity?
Right. Yeah. Fuck no. He's just,
oh, here we go. Here is Fox News' actual reporting.
But it is fascinating.
The federal judge in this case ordered Michael Cohen to be here in person to answer questions directly related to who his clients are. She wanted to know how many he had and exactly who they were. Now, Cohen's legal team complied and named names this morning, sort of, in a court filing as requested by the judge, submitting a short list of 3 names: President Trump, GOP fundraiser Elliot Broidy, and a third person that they did not identify at today's court filing.
Now, she knows at this point who the third person is, because at the end, in the next 30 seconds, she's going to say the name. So she knows.
Yes.
This is Fox News. This is the Fox News person.
Now, in today's proceedings that are underway right now, Stephen Ryan, one of Cohen's attorneys, was asked by the judge to specifically name the other name because they said it would not fall under attorney-client privilege to withhold that name. And he stood up and named him as Sean Hannity. So moving on.
Named him as.
Moving on.
Sean Hannity. So moving on.
Imagine if she said, and the client
Michelle
is.
Obama.
Rachel Maddow.
Right.
Rachel Maddow. That would be comparable.
Oh my God.
I mean, you know, there's no way they would move on. Sean Hannity. Moving on.
So moving on.
Are they going to cut to a police chase somewhere like they
sure.
did? Remember that other
named
story?
Named him as Sean Hannity. So moving on to the rest of what's happening today.
Of course, for us, the elephant in the room at the moment is that Sean Hannity is said to...
So this is Shep a little while later.
Right. I'm sure he doesn't mind talking about
Here's Shep addressing it. Oh, they hate each other.
Sean Hannity is said to have, according to court documents, been a third client of Michael Cohen. There's a statement at the Hollywood Reporter from supposedly from Hannity that says, you know, we've been friends a long time. He did some legal work for me. Hannity's producers are working to contact him. Since it's now part of the story, we'll report on it when we know the rest of it. A lot of people here know his number, so we'll get on that in just a second.
His producers are trying to get a hold of him.
Right.
We'll report on that. A lot of people here have his phone number.
Well, I mean, you know,
so Shepard Smith.
I mean, it's funny. Nobody's surprised. You know, people at Fox News who just double down. They're not going to give a shit. Shep.
I think Shep loves it. He's trying really hard to disguise his glee.
Oh yeah, dude. Shep, why the fuck do you work at Fox, man? I mean,
he's their dude. He just re-upped.
Yeah, that's right.
He must have pictures of something somewhere of somebody of Murdoch.
Get on that in just a second. You may have heard just a little while ago from court proceedings that there were 3 people who Michael Cohen had done legal work for: the president of the United States, one other, and a third. And that third has now been said to be Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity's on the air on the radio right now, but we just spoke with his publicist here at Fox News, who says that he says they have been friends for a long time. He never denied that he was his lawyer, that he did some legal work for him along the way. And that's the extent of that. We'll have more as we get it here on Fox News.
So there you go.
Holy fucking shit, dude.
That's how Fox reacted. Shep's hilarious. But I don't know who that reporter was. Now, so moving on. It's Sean Hannity. So moving on. You know, she was told, just say the name and go. Just don't even talk about it. Just say the name and move on.
They have to say something. I mean, you just can't say such a, moving on.
It's just such a Trumpian whore channel. I see. Disgusting.
I think if I'm Fox News, if I'm Rupert Murdoch, I'm saying you say his name and then defend that fucking guy. Defend him like it's your mom or something like that. Double down, right? It's the GOP way. You say it's an attack. It's a witch hunt. People believe that shit anyway.
So there you go. The best headline.
Moving on, guys.
In a while. Sean Hannity named.
Oh, dear God, Kate, can you pray to Sky God for me and ask Robert Mueller, whoever the fuck is looking through that shit from Cohen's office, to find something on Hannity? Maybe pictures of Hannity with his mouth wrapped around a big black schlong. Mm-hmm. You know, that'd be nice.
A tiny orange one, more likely.
Ooh, yes.
Over the Drudge Report, let's see.
Over
the Drudge Report.
They're going to be talking about some ICE bullshit.
Exactly. Everywhere, I don't see the name Hannity.
Huge motherfucking story. This guy does nothing but lie for Donald Trump on our version of RT.
Nope.
It's insane.
It's not on there at all. I just did a search for the name Hannity on Drudge's page.
They didn't have time to update their site. That's what's going on. They didn't have time.
See, this is how fake news works.
It's fake news, and then they omit the news. Then they just don't talk about it, you know?
You don't hear that shit, and then, you know, they'll do something about it. They'll say something about Trump, like on Fox. They'll be licking,
licking
Trump's hole and glossing over this Hannity thing. Just full disclosure, Sean Hannity here from the network did have some work done by Cohen. Moving on.
Right. You know the problem with Fox News? Well, there's a lot. They're Satan, you know? But they put out all this bullshit, and it devalues the real news that's out there, you know, because we call this news and it's not.
Right.
So it makes the real news less. Do you know what I mean? It waters it down or something.
Well, that's the point.
It camouflages.
That's the whole idea.
Ugh, it's disgusting. What a horrible idea.
Is to discredit the media so that they can let their dummies think that the truth that is put out there is all fake news. Mueller can have pictures of Trump fucking a black dude.
No.
And they wouldn't care. Fake news.
They'd say it was fake. I guess. I always thought that'd be the one thing.
There's nothing.
Get to his base.
No, he plays to their white butthurt and their hate.
But the problem is it's not that people believe the fake news. It's that all this shit comes at them and they're like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't care. It's too much. I'm over it.
Well, yeah, and people don't pay attention like we do.
Yeah, that's true.
Or our informed listeners.
Right, that's right. The listeners pay attention, you know. Right, Kate?
Bloody hell.
What do you think about this Hannity thing?
Okay. I need a cough button or a sneeze button in this
case.
crabdiver.com/Amazon.
God bless you. Oh, my God.
Help us buy equipment.
Maybe the flying spaghetti monster.
Thank you.
Lay his noodly appendages.
Glad I didn't open my eyes.
Right. Eyeballs would have
Hannity
exploded.
Has tweeted, played down his relationship on the Twitter already. Michael Cohen has never represented me in any manner. I never retained him, received an invoice, or paid legal fees. I've occasionally had brief discussions with him about legal questions about which I wanted his input and perspective. I assume those conversations were confidential, but to be absolutely clear, they never involved any matter between me and a third party.
Oh, my God.
But if Cohen said he had 10 clients or so, but
yes,
he only did lawyerly shit for 3 of them.
What's he doing for the other ones?
Well, evidently they're not getting porn stars.
Blowjobs.
Or Playboy playmates knocked up. So why would Cohen say he was just one of the 3? Why wouldn't he say he was one of the 10.
Right. I don't know.
Interesting.
Wait, so he's only lawyering for 3.
He said he had 10 clients, but he only did lawyerly stuff in the last year for 3.
Oh, okay, I see. So those other clients aren't busy. They're just on retainer maybe or something. Yeah. He just had,
waiting for his genius when they need it. When they need it.
God.
When they blow a load somewhere they shouldn't.
He's not a genius. He's just a scumbag that will do unsavory things. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Or savory.
So the headline over at the Drudge Report, you can't find the Hannity story over at the Drudge Report, FYI. But the headline at the is all red in Drudge Report, so that means it's scary and important, you know.
No, it's the end of the fucking
Cali
world.
Cali rejects border duties for troops.
Oh, my God.
Well, we knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Jerry Brown there said, look, I'll send the National Guard, but they're not doing, they'll do logistics and stuff or whatever, but they're not going to patrol the border,
right,
and shoot brown people, just no matter what you want.
No, yeah, Trump. Because that would be insane. That would be fucking nuts.
So it's an AP story, Associated Press. California has rejected terms of the federal government's initial plans for sending National Guard troops to the border because the work is considered too closely tied to immigration.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's the whole point.
Right.
Jerry Brown elicited rare and effusive praise from President Donald Trump last week for pledging 400 troops to the Guard's third large-scale border mission since 2006. So you remember, which is not necessary, by the way. We need to remind everyone, this is not necessary.
Yeah, this is dumb. This is a waste of resources.
Were these border missions necessary before? Arguably. You could argue either way. Now, it's not.
Right.
We're at a net zero, right? The amount of people
coming in
or less. More people are leaving than are coming in.
Yeah, yeah. We're not the cool club to be in anymore. We're different.
So it's just bullshit. Trump, on one level, say, oh, illegal immigration is down this much because of all my increased patrols and everything. But it's not true. It's economically. Nobody wants to come here.
Right. Nobody likes this fucking place.
Because the Republicans are hate fucking the economy.
Are we not losing tourism dollars because of Donald Trump?
Yes.
It's
down
fucked up.
Like bigly percentages.
There's no reason for that.
Because other countries are like, why do we want to go there? If you're not...
Well, if you're a person of color, you want to go to Missouri?
If you're Nordic, you're welcome.
Sure.
But if you got a slight tan, you better watch out.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
It is Missouri. Missouri is... A few countries have put Missouri on a don't go list.
That is crazy,
because
dude.
Of the way it summarily beats up brown people, their police, and because of the way all the racism and stuff on the streets.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
So, Jerry Brown said he would only send these troops, however, if they had nothing to do with immigration enforcement. Oh, even in a supporting role. So I don't know what game he was playing, Jerry Brown. I don't know.
Well, it makes sense. Like, we'll send the troops. They can, you know.
What, watch?
Yeah, do work down there. They can do lawn work or, you know, dig shit.
Well, that's supporting.
Yeah. No, but like maintenance to the border.
That's supporting, I guess. It's all supporting. Brown's announcement did not address what specific jobs the California Guard would and would not do, and how state officials would distinguish work related to immigration from other aspects of border enforcement, such as fighting criminal gangs and drug and gun smuggling. So I guess, They'll help with drug and gun smuggling, but not immigration.
Right, right.
But
do you need 400 guardsmen from our to do that?
Well, no.
I mean, how much is there of that down there? I mean, I'm sure there's some.
State authorities told federal officials late last week the California Guard will not perform tasks in an initial rollout planned for all 4 border states. So fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck you, Trump.
Let me understand.
Fuck you, Jeff Sessions.
I got a friend that does National Guard, and he drives up to North Carolina, I think, I don't know, once a month. And he's like, what do you do? He's like, well, we just go on these maneuvers. We sleep outside, you know, for the weekend and, I don't know, work on drills and shit like that. But, I mean, is that the guy who should be policing drug smugglers? Isn't that a job for, like, a cop or a DEA agent?
Well, right.
This is weird.
The jobs included fixing, maintaining vehicles, using remote control surveillance cameras to report suspicious activity.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
To the U.S. Border Patrol, operating radios, providing mission support, which can include clerical work, buying gas, handling payroll, stuff like that.
How many of these guys, these fucking drones, are going to like drive, you know, fly these up to somebody's window when they're fucking showering? Come on.
But apparently they'll only report it if it's with the drug smugglers or gun smugglers, but not if it's like a family crossing the border. They're not going to.
They're not going to take him out?
They're not going to take him out with a sidewinder.
They're not going to fucking.
Despite what the Republicans want.
The target's painted. Well, I mean, but, you know, the way Trump talks about it, you would think you would need to do that. They're rapists.
Republican assholes, governors from three other border states, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas.
Fuck you, boy.
Have openly embraced the administration's plans.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's get our toys and go down there and shoot some shit. Fuck you.
The Texas National Guard is already doing aerial and ground surveillance.
Ooh, yes.
In between masturbation sessions.
Oh, yeah. They love
it. At the same time, I should say.
Yeah, yeah. They're jacking off and flying. My God. Talented.
So I'm sure Trump's going to squeal bloody murder about this and want to throw Jerry Brown in jail in the cell next to Jim Comey.
If there's an earthquake in California, we're not sending anything. Fuck you. You know, he'd say something like, didn't he do something like that? There was some California needed some sort of federal aid for a problem with a dam. And Trump made a remark, made some sort of negative remark about maybe we don't want to send aid or something. Maybe that didn't happen.
Yeah, it probably did.
Right.
Nothing. It's Poe's law now.
Right. Anything could happen.
Anything horrible you think of that Trump said or did, you got to wonder for a second. It might be true. Interestingly enough, over at the Drudge Report here, they've got a little section all about the Comey interview from last night.
Yes.
But it doesn't, like, Drudge isn't attacking Comey. Interestingly enough, like, let's say Fox News is, or let's say Sarah Huckabee Sanders,
right,
over the weekend.
She's my favorite.
He's a liar and a leaker. He's a liar and a leaker.
By the way, what I just said was proven false on Snopes. President Trump refused to give federal support to California due to state's sanctuary cities. False, baby.
He wants to.
Yeah, but he didn't, apparently.
They can't.
You can't do that.
California filed a lawsuit saying you can't.
Yeah.
Because Jeff Sessions tried to, too, withhold some grant money or something like that. In the courts right now.
The shit he wants to do is so horrible, Trump. He gets sued every time he does it. And then he can't.
So, Jim Comey,
ooh,
as is referenced here on the Drudge Report, bigly ratings, nearly 10 million viewers.
Do they hate him on Drudge? They must, right? Is he the
Antichrist? That's what I said. It doesn't seem to. All the headlines they have about the Comey interview are not negative about Comey, like they are
right
on Fox.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It says they're saying that David Hogg is teasing another boycott of something.
Oh, yeah. Let's boycott some shit.
So, not as big as Stormy Daniels' interview.
Oh, okay.
But a pretty big ratings coup for the ABC.
Right. I mean, this Comey shit is fascinating to me. I'm fascinated by anybody. Guy's been in law enforcement his whole life. He tried to blend into a curtain to avoid someone. I mean, that's impossible. And also, you see the signs of this guy. I don't give a fuck. He's not going to be able to blend in. He's tall.
Right. So James Comey's interview last night. What did we learn over the weekend that Trump wanted Comey, was thinking about asking Comey to look into the PP tape allegation.
Oh, that's right.
And disprove it because...
I love it.
He said something like, if there's even a 1% chance... that it's... My wife thinks if there's even a 1% chance it's true, it's going to be very bad.
1% chance of golden showers.
Well, yeah, and then... And Comey was like, what kind of guy are you that your wife even entertains the possibility that you watched a couple of Russian hookers pee on a bed in Moscow? Where she's like, I could see that happening.
Oh, yeah. Melania could totally see that happening. A lot of people don't know this.
I'm calling to leak. Hello, I'm calling to leak.
What's with all the water bottles, Donald?
Don't worry about it.
You think he got the girls camel packs so they could plenty of water?
The Comey didn't hold back in his interview.
Oh, that's awesome. Unleashed.
You write that President Trump is unethical, untethered to the truth. Is Donald Trump unfit to be president?
Yes, but not in the way I often hear people talk about it. I don't buy this stuff about him being mentally incompetent.
Oh, wrong. So I disagree with you.
Comey,
Jim,
thinks he's fucking evil, though, right?
Oh, sure.
People talk about it. I don't buy this stuff about him being mentally incompetent or early stages of dementia. He strikes me as a person of above average intelligence who's tracking conversations and knows what's going on. I don't think he's medically unfit to be president. I think he's morally unfit to be president.
Bam.
Boom.
I mean, why, you know, well, Jim Comey would know, though, right? He's a fucking FBI agent. He's had interactions with him.
He said, a person who sees moral equivalence in Charlottesville, who talks about and treats women like they're pieces of meat, who lies constantly about matters big and small and insists the American people believe it, that person's not fit to be president of the United States on moral grounds.
You know, but maybe Jim is wrong because I'm thinking about his tweets. Kafefe, or whatever the fuck that was. You remember that?
Kafefe.
What was it? He just made up a word?
Well, he probably tank-dialed something.
Oh, yeah. And, like, I don't know, unprecedented. I'm just thinking of all the dumb shit he said. It's like...
I love the poorly educated.
Yeah, and he didn't know. He didn't know Puerto Rico is part of our country, Comey. That's dumb. I'm sorry. That's like a dumb person. The president of where was it? The Virgin Islands or something?
Yeah, right. I went to that country. The very, met with the president of the Virgin Islands. You mean
impossible?
You met with yourself?
How was it? Was it horrible? Did he rape you?
Comey recalled that when he first briefed the incoming president on the P tape.
Ooh, yes.
Trump replied, "Do I look like a guy who needs hookers?"
Yes. Yes, absolutely, Trump. Yes, don't you think?
Well, and another report came out over the weekend that Trump thought this was blackmail.
Right. From who?
He thought Comey, who was like, look, there's this shit going around. Literally, Comey was like, look, there's this dossier you're probably going to hear about.
Okay.
And it is a whole lot of stuff saying you colluded with Russia, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and BT dubs. It says you hired a couple hookers and peed on a bed in Moscow. And of course, Trump fixated on that. That's not true. That's not true. Not, oh, my God, the Russians were sticking their dicks
yes.
in our election.
You're not concerned about that?
That's not true. I didn't know hookers.
I mean, can you see? What do you think? Do you think Trump looks like a guy that needs hookers, that uses hookers?
Well, we have two eyewitness accounts who have fucked him.
Right.
At which point he reached for his wallet
after. Money.
And there was no transaction agreed upon.
There's no one in your life that's not I mean, you know, no offense to anybody that's attached to Donald, but they're hookers. No one's around you because you're poor. People are around you because you're rich. No,
Not your personality. That's
not
for sure.
And if it is your personality, then that person is sincerely fucked up, or something's going on with them. They
garbage person too.
They need Prozac. Also, they need. Oh yeah, yeah.
So allegedly, yeah, Trump was like, Comey just shook me down.
No, he like, didn't.
He was telling people it was an FBI deep state shakedown. That Comey went in there and was like, hey, Trump's like, he came in there and said, I got this info on you. We're going to let it out if you don't play ball.
Wasn't that his job? Isn't that Comey's job to tell him this shit? Trump, he was doing the right thing. He was telling you, and it probably wasn't fun for him. I don't want to tell you that there's a dossier out there that talks about you watching girls pee on each other. I don't want to have to tell you that. Do you think that was fun for him? Fuck no.
He says it was surreal. I honestly never thought.
Surreal.
I honestly never thought these words would come out of my mouth, but I don't know whether the current president of the United States was with prostitutes peeing on each other in Moscow in 2013. It's possible, but I don't know.
You know, I don't know why I'm thinking about this right now, but I'm imagining Comey having the same conversation with Barack Hussein Obama.
They're peeing on him? What?
Hey, Michelle, somebody said I wanted to pee on each other. I don't know why that makes me laugh. It's just, this is nuts. This is fucking nuts.
Comey said he was in a no-win situation in how to handle the investigation.
Yeah.
Into, but her emails.
Right. Because there is no investigation.
Comey admitted he may have been influenced by the assumption that she would win. But that he would do it again. He felt that if he didn't put it out there that he was relooking at the Wiener emails.
Relook at my Wiener.
Then that if he didn't put it out there, it would delegitimize her presidency. Because he assumed, like everybody else did, that she was going to win. So he thought, well, I'm going to put it out there. She'll win, and there won't be this taint over her presidency later on saying, you hid it from the public. Why didn't you tell them that? The people deserve to know. The Republicans would have 87 committees right now all about that. Why didn't you tell them? Why didn't you tell the people?
But what about doing the right thing despite that? Fuck them. That just do
well,
the
he
right
thinks
thing.
He did. He thinks he was stuck. And plus there were leakers.
Yeah.
There were other people in the bureau that hate Hillary and were going to put it out there.
God.
So he got ahead of it.
Hillary Clinton didn't have a chance. She was fucked. She didn't have a chance.
So those are just some of the things from the new book.
Right.
And from the interview.
Good job, everybody.
James Comey, Trump.
Nice work, Trump voters. Look what's happening.
Trump spent the weekend tweeting.
Yay. Is no one peeing on him anymore? Is there none of that fun going on? Does
oh,
he not?
No.
Come on.
No, 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 no.
Why would he stop that? Well, I mean, what? If we found out that he was having hookers pee on him today, that wouldn't change anyone's opinion of this fucking guy. It wouldn't matter.
Not one person's opinion.
Right.
4:42 a.m. yesterday.
Somebody slept in.
Probably getting ready for church.
Golf. Oh, yeah, church.
Unbelievably.
Church.
Unbelievably, James Comey states that polls where crooked Hillary was leading were a factor in the handling, parentheses, stupidly.
Yes.
Of the Clinton email probe. In other words, he was making decisions based on the fact that he thought she was going to win and he wanted a job. Slimeball! Exclamation point.
I love that one. That is a really good tweet. Slimeball!
Then he tweeted, the big questions in Comey's badly reviewed book.
His badly,
badly reviewed?
Reviewed
book.
I've heard it was good. I've heard good
it's
reviews.
Very badly reviewed.
God damn.
Kellyanne told me it's a piece of shit.
Right.
Because, you know, he didn't read three words.
Kellyanne Conway's still around, not fired.
Oh,
isn't that amazing?
Yeah, she's out befouling the airwaves today.
Yay.
The big questions in Comey's badly reviewed book aren't answered.
No.
Like,
yes.
How come he gave up classified information? Parentheses, jail.
Okay.
Why
that,
did
that means he should go to jail, right?
Why did he lie to Congress? parentheses, jail.
Jail! I love this.
Why did the DNC refuse to give server to the FBI? Parentheses, why didn't they take it?
Oh, wait, it's not jail?
Close, no.
Damn.
Close parentheses.
No.
Why the phony memos? McCabe's $700,000 and more, question mark?
Jail! God. Amazing.
McCabe's $700,000, I think, is the contributions from Terry McAuliffe to McCabe's wife's congressional run. Isn't that right?
He says
it's McCabe's $700,000.
But isn't he allowed to give that money?
There's nothing, untoward about it.
Right. Donald Trump and people like Donald Trump, slime balls, right?
Slime balls.
Slime balls. They don't understand when other people do the right thing. You know what I mean? It's like weird to them. That's why he's thinking, Comey was blackmailing him or.
Yeah, because he thinks everybody's like him. Everybody is ethics free with zero morals, backstabbing, lying, evil. Cuntalicious dickwads.
Cuntalicious. You know, it's like Comey spends his whole life, you know, who knows? I assume he didn't do anything. He probably played by the rules that his whole career. And he meets this one guy. He meets this one guy, this one president. They calls him a slime ball. Like, God damn, it's crazy.
Next tweet yesterday. Comey.
Yes.
Throws A.G. Lynch under the bus, exclamation point. Why can't we all find out what happened on the tarmac in the back of the plane?
Oh, fucking God.
With Wild Bill and Lynch.
They fucked.
Was she promised a Supreme Court seat or A.G. in order to lay off Hillary? No golf and grandkids talk. Give us all the break, exclamation point.
Hey, listen, you Republicans have a lot of nerve mentioning the SCOTUS. You got a lot of nerve. Fuck you. You're thieves. You stole that seat.
Apparently, he must have seen some coverage then of people criticizing his ridiculous mission accomplished tweet.
No, my God. How could he do that?
The Syrian raid was so perfectly carried out with such precision that the only way the fake news media could demean was by my use of the term mission accomplished. I knew they would seize on this. Oh, look at him. He was ahead of them.
Oh, yes.
Always playing 3D chess, Ryan.
Right, right.
18 moves ahead. I knew they would seize on this, but I felt it is such a great military term. It should be brought back. Use often! Exclamation point.
A military term.
Mission accomplished. I'm going to have it put right next to In God We Trust in all the schools.
Do you think he put...
Under my picture.
All right, yes. And everybody's got to get your hair cut, Donald. Do you think he used that mission accomplished because he wanted to be the successful Republican? See,
no,
I'm using it right.
He doesn't know shit about George Bush landing on an aircraft carrier with that banner. He doesn't know anything about that.
Did George Bush parachute himself, or was he?
No, he landed in a.
He was tethered
in a jet.
Oh, he didn't parachute.
No,
to the fucking.
No, his dad, like at 90
right.
though,
yeah.
jumped out of an airplane, right? But no, George flew in on a F something.
Oh, okay.
On a fancy war jet,
his big balls,
and
hanging
then got
out.
Well, I mean, they had the straps.
God, guys,
just so.
And then Donald Trump says, "Mission accomplished."
Presidential package, right there.
The presidential package, man.
Next
Shitty.
Next tweet. Attorney-client privilege is now a thing of the past. I have many, parentheses, too many, exclamation point, lawyers.
Yes.
And they are probably wondering when their offices and even homes are going to be raided with everything, including their phones and computers, taken. All lawyers are deflated and concerned, exclamation point.
All lawyers are deflated?
All
of them.
Lawyers are.
Deflated.
I believe Crab Diving responded to the president in
really?
Such terms. No, all your lawyers
right.
are deflated and concerned, and they should fucking well be.
It's like when they, you know, you see those houses with those, what are those Christmas decorations that blow up like a Santa Claus?
Oh, sure, yeah.
yeah. But then you go by when the power's off, and they're all like deflated, laying right. in the front yard. It looks like a mass grave of elves. It's
right.
sad.
My favorite Far Side cartoon, The Boneless Chicken Ranch.
God damn, that's funny as shit.
Next tweet yesterday, slippery James Comey.
Come the fuck on.
This is tweet number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Is he a snake? Is he reptilian James Comey?
This is tweet number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I mean, the problem is if he has to testify or do anything, people will have all these tweets and he'll answer a question and they'll say, but Mr. President, you twatted out on, you know, in January or whatever, X, Y, and Z.
Oh, right.
That contradicts what you're saying.
Well, sure. I skipped one, by the way. I never asked Comey for personal loyalty. I hardly even knew this guy. Just another of his many lies. His memos are self-serving and fake.
Is he saying that he never met privately with Comey? Is he saying the interaction is fake?
I hardly even knew this guy. Then he says... And then the line about attorney-client privilege. Then he says, slippery James Comey, a man who always ends up badly and out of whack. He's right. Not smart! Exclamation point. Will go down as caps lock, the worst FBI director in history by far! Exclamation point.
Wait a second. The worst.
Oh, sure. Just hit 50% in Rasmussen poll. Much higher than President Obama at same point. With all the phony stories and fake news, it's hard to believe. Yeah, it is hard to believe.
You know, if anybody...
Thank you, America. We are doing great things.
If anybody's going to be remembered out of this whole bullshit scandal as being the worst anything, it's going to be him.
Oh, yeah.
As being the worst president. He could be the worst fucking president.
Well, right.
Why does James Comey? This is fascinating to me. It really is. Why does James Comey think Donald Trump isn't the least bit stupid? He's above average intelligence. Then all this bluster that he's doing on Twitter.
Maybe Comey, it's an act.
It
finds him more culpable of his actions then. It's easy to write off. He's dumb. He didn't know better. And that's probably one of the defenses they're going to try to use when all the shit hits the fan. Maybe they were sucking some Russian willy left and right. But, you know, they didn't know any better. They're real estate guys. They're not politicians.
Maybe they'll just say he has dementia, you know.
It's a little treason among guys that, you know, that didn't know any better.
But how's that going to work?
They're white. They're rich.
Yes, I forgot. Oh, God, guys. I'm sorry. We forgot you're white. Just pack up your bullshit and go home, okay? I'm sorry.
This morning, so that was yesterday's
tweet
fest.
God, twat.
This morning, 5:25 a.m., rather late for him.
Oh, yes.
Comey.
Fuck you.
Comey.
God.
Comey drafted the crooked Hillary exoneration long before he talked to her. Lied in Congress to Senator G.
Senator G. Graham?
Yeah. Okay. Then based his decisions on her poll numbers. Disgruntled, he, McCabe, and the others committed many crimes! Exclamation point.
Like what?
Going after him.
Oh,
poor Carter Page.
Carter Page?
Look at them FISAing the fuck out of Carter Page and misleading the poor FISA court judge, not letting him know that it was
right.
The fake dodgy dossier with Hillary juices all over it.
Ooh, yes. How do you think Carter Page plays to Donald Trump's fucking idiot, redneck, homophobic, shitbag, racist base?
He's,
not well.
They love him. He's
wow, dude, he seems like...
He's a Trump whore. They love
him.
Yeah,
but he just seems... He seems like a scholarly fucking smug.
Oh, he's dumb.
I know he's dumb,
well,
but,
yeah, he's,
but he has
he's
that
one of
rich
them.
White guy air.
He's one of them.
You know what I mean?
Rich, entitled fuckwad.
God, I...
Asshole, moron, fails upward.
Yeah, I just don't know how poor people that voted for Trump give a fuck about it.
Because Obama's coming for your guns.
Oh, and Obama's
Hillary's
black.
Gonna turn you into a lesbian.
Damn, I keep forgetting all these things. Can you write those down for me, Kate, on a little index card?
And then 9 hours ago, Russia and China. Are playing the currency devaluation game as the U.S. keeps raising interest rates.
Ooh.
Not acceptable! Exclamation point.
Wow.
And I don't know about the veracity of that. So
the veracity.
I guess we need to look into.
It's questionable
whether or not they are manipulating, because they were. But last I had heard, they were kind of laying off it.
I thought the guy from Fox News solved all that. What's his face? What's his name? The new guy in charge of our money? The guy from Fox, the reporter?
Mnuchin?
No.
Kudlow. Larry Kudlow?
Yeah, he's in charge. Didn't he fix it? I thought he fixed it.
I apologize for my tweet earlier. I got it.
What was that?
And a
what'd you say?
Maybe Michael Cohen was hired to pay off some doctor to treat Sean Hannity's recurring pink eye caused by Trump semen.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. It's a lot of that
diving,
going around.
At crab diving.
That's right.
Sorry, at Kate Giggle. she responded, ew. Apologies.
Right. But, you know, that's out there and it's going on. We got to bring attention to it.
Sean Hannity still the number one trend on the Twitter.
Moving right along.
Not on Drudge.
Oh, yeah.
Moving along.
Yeah, that's the most amazing clip I've ever heard. He's the face of their fucking shitbag network.
Kendrick Lamar also trending.
Yes.
Kendrick Lamar is now a Pulitzer Prize winning.
Oh, wow.
Musician.
For what?
For Damn.
How does that one go?
He's been, I think it's the whole album.
Oh, okay.
Kendrick Lamar has won Pulitzer Prize for music for Damn, the first non-classical or jazz artist to ever win the award.
Shit. I love Kendrick Lamar, man. That guy's like, put your pussy on a pedestal.
That's the one you pick. Yeah. Great lyrics everywhere. And you're like,
that's a good one though. You know, pedestal.
Kendrick Lamar. There you go. Trending on the Twitter.
Good pussy to die for.
Kendrick Lamar, or this is a tweet. Kendrick Lamar being the first hip hop artist to win a Pulitzer Prize is a revolutionary sign of rap's influence.
Hell yeah.
It's also overdue concerning the fact that rap started off as a form of journalism and poetry. It's about talking about what's happening where you come from. So right. There you go.
That's awesome.
Pulitzer Prize for Kendrick Lamar.
Congratulations.
Trump will be like, who?
Hey, it did. What's your face? Win an award for her remake of that song, Taylor Swift to the Earth, Wind, and Fire.
It's a little early for that's next year's Pulitzer for her to win.
Oh, God, Taylor Swift. That song sucks.
That was a little on the painful side.
God, she remade some Earth, Wind, and Fire song. It's just garbage. What are you doing with your time? Don't do that.
You know that's got to be driving some people nuts, though. That's the extra bonus.
What do you mean?
The Kendrick one, the Pulitzer.
Oh, yes.
A rap star.
Oh, it's got to piss him the fuck off.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of...
It's great.
Extra sauce.
extra.
Let's see. Trump's America?
Fuck you, boy. Eat my dick.
This, or... no, you know what? I'm changing. Let's go to Alex Jones.
Oh my God.
So Alex Jones,
ooh,
was in the column of Upset Sauce.
Why?
Over the fact that Trump bombed Syria.
Why does this piss them off? Because he's being a globalist.
He ran on no more stupid wars. He ran on non-interventionist. We shouldn't be the police of the world. We shouldn't be sending aid to anybody else as long as there's white people here that may need money.
Hey, Alex, I guess I get your angle here, but don't you know that this raid, they probably killed some brown people. Don't you like that?
Not many, it appears, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, don't these people like it when we show off and shoot off our missiles?
So here is a bit of Alex Jones.
Ooh.
Who is spent last week promoting the idea that the deadly gas attack in Syria was a false flag.
False flag.
It was designed to justify military involvement of other countries in the region.
And now he knows better.
Friday night, Trump announced the United States military
Hello.
Had bombed along with the French, his buddies, yes, the French and the British.
How do we get anybody to work with us? That actually makes me nervous about France and England. Now I'm like, why the fuck?
Well,
do you
the
work
liberals
with
in their respective countries are not happy. They're like, yeah. Wait a second. How are you authorizing? Why are we starting a war in Syria?
Yeah, I get it. It's fucked up.
Many world leaders believe the Assad regime in Syria conducted the gas attack.
Yes.
Pointed to reports that Mattis said it was chlorine. They tested,
right,
people that were there tested positive for chlorine gas.
Yes.
And they're also looking at sarin, a really nasty nerve agent.
Dude, I was listening to whatever Harry Shearer's thing is on NPR, and am I right that I heard that one of the victims, their pet died, like somebody's guinea pig died who was exposed to this gas? Am I wrong in the UK or no?
I'm talking about Syria.
Oh, god damn it. Were we talking about England too? I just I thought about the gas attacks on the England.
Oh, the poisoning of Russians. Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Whatever.
This is about the gas attack in Syria. So Trump ordered the military to bomb three of the government's chemical weapons facilities.
Yes.
I'm sure after a couple of phone calls to Vlad.
Right.
Vlad, we're going to bomb here. Could you move all your stuff out of there? And
yeah. Hotline bling.
Tell Bashar to get his stuff. When the news broke about the announcement of the strikes on Syria, Alex Jones rushed to the air with his co-host Owen Schroyer. This is the little snowflake that got owned by the 11 or 12 year old girl.
Right?
It was like, you're
so
a fucking
it.
You're a fucking idiot, she said.
Right.
And then he and Alex cried for an hour on the show the next day about, oh, the coarsening of, look at this evil little feminist. I'm sure she's being raised to be quite a feminist.
These guys spend all day yelling on the air, threatening people.
One girl talks
back to them. It's so stupid.
Here's Alex Jones's reaction.
Boo.
To the Syria airstrikes Friday night.
Trump ordered strikes in Syria, claims proof of gas attack, blast in capital. Syria launches counterattack. Syria abruptly ends segment when former head of British Armed Forces questions the mission. Yeah, because he loves his freaking kids, man. I mean, I feel like I just had my best girlfriend break up with me. And the left will make jokes, but this ain't funny, man.
No, it is. Yes, it is. No. And we are going to make jokes about it.
This is funny as fuck.
This
dude.
Ain't funny, man. I feel like my best girlfriend just broke up with me. I'm sure his wife is thrilled to hear that, by the way.
Well, he probably means his best girlfriend in history. Who is your best? Say their name. You referenced him.
Don't shame that poor person.
I want to know. It's fascinating. His best girlfriend dumped him. Jeez.
Anybody should be humiliated. That's
sad.
He was allowed inside of them.
Oh, my God. People love this guy, though.
I mean, I feel like I just had my best girlfriend break up with me. And the left will make jokes, but this ain't funny, man.
Oh, yeah.
Go back to the video. Go back to the article. God. They can break anybody. Fox News has it live, MSNBC. I'm going to try to cover some of this news, but
he's
beside
delirious.
Himself.
I'm going to try to cover the news. I can't. I don't know. I just can't.
Because it's Orange Band, baby.
Maybe he had a steak for dinner. So
right. He's betrayed. Is he feeling betrayed? Is that what this is?
He's meat woozy.
Is it betrayal?
Oh, yeah.
God.
Trump betrayed them.
God,
I'm
Alex.
I'm going to cover some of this news, but I'm not being a drama queen here, but I was basically told by the Democratic Party, and it wasn't even done officially. They were just like, you know, stop supporting Trump. And it's the opposite of what my ex-wife says. She says, you know, oh, the system took the kids away from me. No, you got the kids back because of who I was part of the time.
How
somebody touched a nerve. Damn. I think he's really losing it, because why would he bring that up?
I mean, shit, he found a way to connect this. I mean,
oh, the system took the kids away from me. No, you got the kids back because of who I was part of the time. And then they sit there and they're like, you know, if you just turn against Trump, things will be better. But he was doing good, and that what makes it so bad.
He's crying.
Oh, and that's what makes it so bad. He'd have been a piece of crap
from the beginning would be so bad.
If he'd been a piece of crap from the beginning, it wouldn't be so bad.
He was doing so good.
Now, I can't tell. Owen's looking over at him. I can't tell if Owen is like, is his lip is bleeding from biting it so hard, trying not to laugh.
Hey, Owen.
Owen doesn't know what to say.
Well.
And Alex is out there. This is, he's looking for some support, and it's turned into a soliloquy because Owen. Right. Has the intelligence of a kumquat.
Owen, whatever his fucking name is, Owen has dropped the ball.
Right.
Look at what your scene partner's doing.
No yes ending.
Where is your Greek drama, motherfucker? Right. Bring it.
Owen needs an improv class.
Just sitting there.
If he'd have been a piece of crap from the beginning, it would be so bad. But we made so many sacrifices. And now he's crapping all over us. It makes me sick.
He's looking at Owen like, say something.
Yes, it's your turn now, dickhead.
Yeah, I'm emoting here.
It makes me sick.
So you think it's over for Trump? I mean, where do we go
God.
From here?
Yeah.
Oh, God. He needs to get rid of Owen.
That sucked, dude. You're out of here. So next.
You think it's over for Trump?
Next. Thank you very much for coming in. We'll call you if we're interested. You suck.
Who wants to go work for Alex Jones, though?
What? Somebody.
Yeah, but nobody talented.
Yeah, that's true. He's got money, though, right,
I mean,
Alex?
What are you expecting?
Well, I'll tell you something. He should be running his show 24/7 on his network and not putting lesser shitty people out.
Yeah, I agree.
That's stupid.
So you think it's over for Trump? I mean, where do we go from here?
Yeah, he's not a Russian agent. But those damn casinos and all of it. Of course, there's something there.
They're still going to try.
Uh-oh. You know what I'm saying?
Those damn casinos.
Those damn casinos. Of course, there's something there.
Oh, so now the tide is turning. Is Alex going to be spiteful? Is he gonna feel betrayed by Orange Man Baby, his daddy?
Maybe
lash
what's
out?
His name? Jerome Corsi will come on and tell him that it's okay because QAnon is tweeting some.
Oh my god!
Is tweeting this is all part of the plan. Don't worry.
But now Alex can't go back and say, "Oh, this is part of the big conspiracy."
He's changing his tune.
Is he really about Trump?
I'm sure he will. I have no doubt today. He's back up Trump's hole.
Those damn casinos and all of it. Of course, there's something that
they're still going to try
to
impeach
and run that and have it perfect. It's not the nature of it.
See, but here's
and
the
so
thing.
So we let Mueller and these ass people.
ass
he
people?
Can't say. I think he's on regular radio, so or he's trying to keep it so he doesn't say asshole.
I'm worried about Mueller and these ass people. I honestly am.
The ass people, you got to watch out for.
Mueller and these ass people crawl up his rear end and do this. So I guess we let this happen. We let them do this. The Republicans let them do this. You know, I'm not defending Trump, but you know what? We let this happen, Owen.
No, the American people let this happen when they let Mueller run rogue for a year and a half without answering to anybody with the full force and will of the government behind him for
and
no
anybody
reason.
That does it, World War III is a goddamn Russian. I'm not a freaking Russian, man. I want freedom.
God, Alex, you are so good. Fire this other guy. He sucks. He's holding you back.
Yeah, he's not even a good straight man. I mean, he's
not
awful.
A freaking Russian. I want freedom.
Yeah, I think they're gonna try to impeach him still again too.
God.
I think that
it's
going after him with all the full force of
Alex,
the government.
Share your meth with your scene partner. He needs it.
I just don't think. Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine any. Maybe that's part of his deal is that he only hires people that are so much worse than him to make him look better. But I don't see any talented,
right,
normal person saying, God, I can't wait to get on InfoWars.
What if they ask Crab Diving to be on the network, the InfoWars network?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are we still our show?
Do we have to be like.
No. Are we still in charge of our content?
Absolutely.
We do our show? Do we get notes?
Except.
Do we get notes?
I don't know what we get. We probably get fucked with a
good
bit.
His notes. Oh, and, well, that would be worth it.
And we probably have to be like, and by the way, listeners, please go to
G37 colloidal silver is brought to you.
Yeah, buy some anal horny goat weed, please. Do it for the crap. That would be horrible.
Without answering to anybody with the full force and will of the government behind him for
and
no
anybody
reason.
That doesn't World War III is a goddamn Russian. I'm not a
freaking Russian, man. I want freedom.
But now they're not going to stop coming after Trump. So
God,
it's horrible.
It's making me insane. He is dropping the fucking ball. Who is this guy again? Who? Oral?
Owen Schroyer.
Owen Shithead. You're ruining it. Get off my stage. If I was directing this, I would throw a chair at you.
It really is.
You know what I mean? Hyperbole. I wouldn't really, but God, is like, you suck.
It is like just amazing emoting going on. And then like Ashton Kutcher is in the scene with Laurence Olivier.
I mean, it's offensive. He's holding back. He's sharing the scene with a guy that knows how to bring it. He's crazy. Yes, he's racist. He's a fascist. Who cares?
Yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Freaking Russian, man. I want freedom.
But now they're not going to stop coming after Trump. So even though he's
he can nuke Russia, they're not going to stop.
Yeah. So it's
there's never enough unless we put dirt back Hillary in and worship that ugly goddamn piece of.
Unless we put goddamn Hillary in and worship that goddamn ugly piece of, and he had
God,
to
he
off.
Can really, he can really work with those ellipses. Or, I mean, it's amazing. It's Shakespearean.
Well, he's really good at censoring himself from saying bad words when he's uncertain. But the next clip we have, is Alex Unleashed.
God,
and worship that ugly goddamn piece of.
What was that?
He kick something under the desk, I guess.
Jesus Christ.
Now they're just looking at the camera.
That guy's just sitting there.
Dead silence.
Do you think he got fired after this? If I was Alex Jones, the cameras would cut.
You left me hanging out there, Owen. What the fuck?
Probably grabbed him by the collar, slammed him up against the wall. It's like, God! What are you doing? I'm standing there with my dick in my hand. He didn't do shit.
It really is emoting.
You know, it's fucked up because in acting, when you're doing a scene, there's another person. What is the scene always about? 100% of the time, the other person, or else why the fuck would they be there? He's just sitting there. He's barely communicating with Alex. It really is sad.
You know, they're
going to
keep coming after Trump.
Get the marbles out of your mouth, stupid.
They're going to keep coming after Trump.
No, nobody wants to hear anyone talk like that.
I'm still upset that girl called me a fucking idiot.
Upset.
She hurt my feelings.
You're on lithium. Wake up.
So here is a different clip.
Boo.
This is apparently this is before they went live.
Yes. Uh-oh.
But they're live on the Twitter and live on Facebook.
Okay.
Here's the beginning of it a little bit, and then I'm going to skip to the end. It's 20 minutes or so.
You know, stop supporting Trump, and it's the opposite.
Oops. Loading. I think it's stuck. Oh, you dickwad.
Three.
Here we go.
And you've got Dumford, and you've got Emperor Palpatine. Get Pachinik on as well.
Emperor Palpatine now is Mattis.
Oh,
Mad Dog
God.
Mattis, who I'm sure Alex had a little for before. Now Mattis,
he's a big general.
Mattis is the evil deep stater, and he's Emperor Palpatine.
Hey, is Alex upset because if Man Baby's gone, if Orange Daddy is no longer a thing for these people, then who? Who is left? Who do they support?
Dumford, and you've got Emperor Palpatine. Get Pachinik on as well. Get his take on this. God, this is horse crap. This isn't just a bombing of one airfield like he did a year ago for public consumption. This is much bigger. Again, we're on. Are we live on all the feeds yet?
We're live on. This is Facebook is live and Twitter or Periscope is live. I'm restarting.
Okay, good. So we're on
Twitter. Who the fuck is working for him?
I'm restarting.
All you're doing is Facebook live. God, these guys are fucking stupid.
I would listen to this whole clip, but it's this part is 8 minutes long.
Right.
It's just too much. But I'm going to skip now. to the end.
Yes.
Like the last minute or two.
What kind of operation are they running at InfoWars?
Right now. Every analyst agrees that this could trigger World War III unlike anything in our history. And the Russians were the good guys battling ISIS and Al-Qaeda. I'm not a Russophile. I've never been to Russia. But I've studied the geopolitics. They are the White Knights.
Russia is the White Knights. Slithering into Crimea. Sticking his dick into the Ukraine.
Is he just referencing that movie with Gregory Hines and Baryshnikov? White Knights?
No, he means white, you know, Knight with a Knigget.
Oh, okay.
White Russia, but I've studied the geopolitics. They are the White Knights. And our military 5 years ago joining the Russians to block Obama and the Arab Spring and do the right thing, did the right thing. And now, Mattis and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and Trump have shit from end to end all over it.
All over it, end to end.
Is it a human centipede?
I have shit all over it.
God damn.
And don't think they don't know. I mean, my God, Fast and Furious was Obama shipping guns into Mexico to transship them in the Middle East. Benghazi was all about this. I am. Trump was so on target, everything he did. And I will leave 10% judgment here to see what happens. My first approximation is, my pledge to you is I'm going to shoot you straight on Facebook and Twitter, and I am sick to my stomach right now. And Mattis looks like a fucking Emperor Palpatine. When that cocksucker...
Mattis is a cocksucker.
Like a fucking Emperor Palpatine. When that cocksucker...
Whoa.
Knows full fucking well that Al-Qaeda and ISIS staged all those fucking chemical attacks, and now they're blaming it on the goddamn motherfucking I shouldn't be on air right now. When the fuck are we going live? I can't do this shit anymore. Fuck Trump and fuck these fucking people.
God damn.
Awesome.
Shit, why didn't he reach out to Trump after seeing this? Why didn't Alex Jones? They're so fucking close.
Well,
dude.
They may have. I don't. This is when it was happening on Friday night.
Donald,
so.
What are you doing? Why are you being a globalist? Do you need colloidal silver, some horny goat weed to snap out of this bullshit?
They may have Snapchatted the next on Saturday morning. I don't
so
know,
he's reserving 10%. 10% judgment.
10% judgment, but.
But he's a globalist.
Globalist. Fuck Trump.
Damn.
Knows full fucking well. That Al-Qaeda and ISIS staged all those fucking chemical attacks. And now they're blaming it on the goddamn motherfucking... I shouldn't be on air right now. When the fuck are we going live? I can't do this shit anymore. Fuck Trump and fuck these fucking people. At a certain point, man, I'm sick of all you fucking liberals and mainlanders. You're a bunch of cowardly fucks. You're not Americans. What's going on?
Hey, we're ready to go live.
Okay. Should we shut these feeds down and delete those? And I'm going to try to control myself. Dude, just shut those feeds down and restart them, okay?
Shut these feeds down and delete those. I'm going to try to, of course.
Oh, my God.
It's saved for prosperity.
Who is the poor person trying to explain to him why they aren't on yet? I feel bad
it's
for them.
Probably his kid.
God, no custody. Yeah. I'm sorry, this guy
spending weekend with dad.
That cocksucker.
It's Palpatine. His weekend.
Work the periscope. God damn it! I mean, you know, if your kid sees you have a meltdown like this, I'm not a psychiatrist. I don't know. That fucks you up, right?
Awesome. I'm assuming why the judge decided to give custody to the mom. Plus the fact that he was told to shut the fuck up. And do you remember he made a video parking, driving to the courthouse?
Yes.
Shitting on the whole process.
God, I mean, shit.
Because he's mentally ill. He can't help himself.
He really is. Can't help it.
He really can't help himself.
Yeah.
So
I'm surprised. I kind of don't understand. Don't you think he's not able to justify this, what Trump did, compartmentalize it somehow, and still continue to suck the big orange dick of fascism. he can't do that.
Again, stay tuned. We'll see what what today brings and see if he justifies it or not.
It's weird, I would think.
Breitbart was great because I went over to Breitbart to see how they were covering it. And
yes.
And they're besides themselves. They don't know what
to
do.
Right.
They don't know what to do. They love it. They hate it. They hate it. They love it. The comment sections are amazing. It's deplorable scum fucks battling each other on whether Trump, their hero, has shat upon them from end to end, or whether, you know, no, this is just, he had to do this. This was, this is justifiable, blah, blah, blah.
It's fascinating. All the other shit that doesn't bother them. This thing.
Right.
I mean, I'm confused. I hate to say it again. This bombing Syria seems like something right-wing nut jobs would love, because it's us using our military to blow shit up. And it seems like they have a hard-on for this kind of bullshit.
But they have a harder-on for Putin.
Right.
And Putin doesn't want us to bomb Syria.
They even like Putin.
Well, you heard him. You heard Alex.
I'm not a Russophile.
Right.
But I look at the geopolitical situation and I know that they're the white knights riding in to save everybody.
Didn't Putin shoot a fucking jet out of the sky?
Well, and they're in bed with
Ukraine thing
Iran.
Or something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It doesn't scan that these people are in love with the Russians, who are in bed with the Iranians and who are in bed with the bad guys, the Syrians.
The
Bashar al-Assad regime, not the Syrian people.
Don't you think the most amazing thing Donald Trump has done is he's confused right-wing nut jobs on how they should feel about Russia? That's amazing. Again, our culture in the 80s, every bad guy in every movie was Russia. Every
right.
Tom Clancy book, Russia is the bad guy most of the time.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Donald Trump erased all that. How the fuck did he do that? It's shocking.
Not for the rest of the country.
Yeah, that's true. For a lot of idiots, though. God.
His own Secretary of State wannabe thinks Russia is the big evil on the planet.
Right.
Pompeo. I don't know how that scans either. Oh, I know how it scans. There's there was a report over the weekend that Trump has continually been battling his own people
about
the Russian sanctions.
Oh, yeah. The sanctions.
Yeah. Like he doesn't want them. He doesn't want more sanctions. And he's all pissed that yesterday Nikki Haley fucked up. They're blaming Haley. Haley's taking the bullet for this one, even though you know that she was justified in what she said, because she's a smarter one and she parses her words very carefully.
And
she said at the UN that there's more coming, that there are more sanctions coming specifically for Russian companies that aid in the chemical warfare bullshit of Assad. And today, Trump walked that back and said she misspoke.
No shit.
And the story is that Trump is pissed off. He doesn't want more sanctions. He doesn't want to piss off Uncle Vlad.
Do you think Nikki Haley's going to run for president? Because I see her name out there.
Probably. Maybe.
Oh, man.
Or they'll put her as vice president.
Right.
Because I don't know if they're ready to put a Republican woman up yet. I mean,
I don't know. Well, they ran. Wait. The lady that ran, the Hewlett-Packard. She ran for president.
And Trump said she was ugly and she lost.
Oh, my God. She did. He did. He said that. What's her name?
Carly Fiorina.
Oh, Carly Fiorina. That face. Wow. That's what he said. He was like, oh, that
She's got a beautiful face. He was forced to say on television. She's got a beautiful face.
He won, though. He won.
Yep. Yep.
With the help of Russia and some cheating, and you know.
All kinds of stuff. Bernie Bros. President Trump put the brakes on a preliminary plan to impose additional economic sanctions on Russia.
Pump the brakes.
Walking back a Sunday announcement by U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, that the Kremlin had swiftly denounced as international economic raiding. Preparations to punish Russia anew for its support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government over an alleged chemical weapons attack in Syria caused consternation at the White House. Nikki Haley said on Face the Nation that sanctions on Russian companies behind the equipment related to Assad's alleged chemical weapons attack would be announced today by Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. That's pretty fucking specific.
Yeah.
We're going to announce more tomorrow.
She's not speaking off the cuff.
Right. Steve Mnuchin's going to announce more sanctions. And Trump's like, what?
But, and Mnuchin doesn't go off the reservation, right? He's not going to do something Donald Trump doesn't want. So that means Trump was fine with it. And then they
didn't know.
Yeah, then he announced it and he, you know, backpedaled or something.
Trump conferred with his national security advisors Sunday, told them he was upset.
No.
That the sanctions were being officially rolled out because he's not yet comfortable executing them. These are the sanctions that we put on them.
We voted on that.
I believe so.
Who gives a fuck?
They're not fully put out there yet.
You're not comfortable with these sanctions, but you are comfortable to sit there and watch a couple of, you know, appropriately hydrated hookers pee all over each other, trying to figure you out.
The administration officials say the economic sanctions are under serious consideration, along with other measures that could be taken against Russia. But they say Trump had not given final authorization to implement them.
Yes.
And they're saying it's unlikely now that he will approve any additional sanctions without another triggering event by Russia.
Oh, shit.
Describing the strategy as being in a holding pattern. We're in a holding pattern.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And shortly after Haley said that on CBS, the Trump administration called Russia.
Russia.
And said, no, there's no, don't worry, there's no sanctions coming. Don't worry.
Right.
The Trump team has decided to publicly characterize Haley's announcement as a misstatement.
Aww.
The Spokeskomorian Guard today said in a statement, we're considering additional sanctions on Russia and a decision will be made in the near future.
God, that's a good Sarah Huckabee. Nice work.
Privately, another White House official said Haley got ahead of herself and made an error that needs to be mopped up. That's
like
too
said, it's not an
fucking
error.
Specific. Yeah, it wasn't, oh, we're going to have some more sanctions soon. It was, tomorrow we're announcing new sanctions.
It's a plan.
Right.
It's not a misspeak.
No clarifying statement from Haley yet.
Right.
Asked Monday why it took 24 hours for the administration to walk back Haley's comments. The White House official said there was, and this is equally as bad, there's confusion internally about what the plan was.
For the sanctions?
So they're like, did you know we're putting sanctions on Russia tomorrow? That Mnuchin's got, I didn't know that. Did you know that? No, I didn't know that. Oh, I knew that. Well, I didn't know that.
Well, with
nobody knows what's going on.
Right. Well, it sounded like Nikki Haley and Mnuchin had a plan. But, you know, they... what a mess. What a fucking mess our government is. I don't even give a
shit. A shit show. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
It says early in the Trump administration, there were conflicts between Nikki Haley's team and the president on Russia.
Okay.
Shortly after Trump's inauguration, Haley delivered a speech at the United Nations that recommitted the White House to the Obama administration's policy on sanctions.
Yes.
Related to Russian aggression in Ukraine. The speech had been cleared by David Kattler, who was then a senior official on the NSC, but the remarks pissed off Trump, who demanded to know who approved them.
Right. Do you think people are deciding that, you know, it doesn't matter if we piss off Trump? That's not going to make a difference. He's going to be irrelevant.
A U.S. official at the United Nations says lots of people got yelled at by the president.
No shit. They got scolded. Don't scold me,
bro. White House says they are impressed with Nikki Haley, particularly her remarks about Syria, and stressed today that the president holds her in high regard. Well, I believe he held Mr. Bannon in high regard for a while, too.
And Jeff Sessions.
She said, this is very specific, quote, on Sunday, you will see that Russian sanctions will be coming down. Secretary Mnuchin will be announcing those on Monday if he hasn't already. They will go directly to any sort of companies that were dealing with equipment related to Assad and chemical weapons used. And so I think everyone is going to feel it at this point. I think everyone knows that we sent a strong message, and our hope is that they listen to it.
That doesn't sound like an afterthought. That sounds like that's planned out. Right? Am I nuts?
Yeah.
That's not just off the cuff. That's a specific bullshit.
The Russians, you know, did some saber rattling. One top lawmaker said they were going to block American imports or something, or stop aerospace cooperation.
Right.
Oh, or allow Russians to violate U.S. intellectual property rights.
Oh, God.
Russia, one top lawmaker promised, was going to, quote, hit Americans in the gut.
Wow. Oh.
But on Monday, the state Duma over there decided to hold off until May 15th.
Yeah, yeah.
Before considering any counter sanctions.
Don't hit me in the gut until mid-May, please. I got shit to do between now and then, okay?
The speaker there, Vyacheslav Volodin.
Vyacheslav Volodin.
Vyacheslav Volodin. 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 Said the Duma needed to meet with experts in the community first. So they're,
oh, okay.
They're waiting. And Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov. Ryabkov.
Ryabkov.
R-Y-A-B-K-O-V. Ryabkov.
Go fuck yourself.
Said, let's first wait until these sanctions are implemented.
Comrade.
We have to see what will be announced at what scale and who or what will become targets of these sanctions.
He's got a good point. That's right. You got to figure it
out. Like, don't do anything, goddammit.
I don't want the PP tapes to come out.
Vlad didn't tell me I could do that.
Are the PP tapes going to come out with the sanctions? Yes or no? I want to know.
I don't know that they exist, but I assume that's part of what's being held over his head. I'm sure there's something hookery, but you know whether or not it's actual.
Do you think the hookers were wearing Google glasses, maybe?
Snap.
They what?
Snap spectacles.
Yeah, yeah. And Trump's in the corner jacking off.
They weren't glass holes.
Could you pee a little more?
That's what's going on there. What else have we got here?
Yay!
Good news?
Oh, shit. With a caveat.
And I'm vexed by why the number isn't higher, but this is really good news. 66% of Democrats have high interest in the 2018 elections.
Yeah, baby.
Versus 49% of Republicans, which is an exact reversal of the numbers from 2010, which was the big red tsunami.
That's right.
The big red anti-Obama tsunami when all the tea loons got
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah. And let's get real. I mean, surely there's going to be a blue tsunami. I mean, people... Even idiots have to be tired of this. Even idiots have to be nervous. Aren't you nervous? What if we have some sort of fucked up terrorist event while this guy's in charge? And we need him to do something about it.
Right.
You fucked up the Puerto Rico thing.
Well, they are Mexican.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but are you saying the Puerto Ricans are indeed Mexican?
They are. Okay. According to him.
Build a wall.
It's the same.
He doesn't fucking know.
I didn't speak Mexican.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't mind this can of chicken I'm going to fling at you.
Oh, God. What a dickhead.
So that's good news that the Democrats seem to be mobilized and excited about this. But how can only 2 out of 3 say they're looking forward to voting in this next election?
Mental illness. Mental fucking
goddamn
illness.
I mean, fuck. Get out and vote, assholes.
I mean, vote for the wrong reasons. It doesn't matter, but vote liberal. Vote because you want to spite your stupid fucking GOP friends, your dirtbag racist friends. You know what I mean?
More good news.
Yes.
And this is a shock.
Shocker.
A new Emerson College poll.
Ooh.
Found that in Arizona.
Arizona, baby.
There's a special election coming up.
Special.
And in a district that, this is for the Arizona House, a district that Trump won by 21 points.
Damn, that's quite a spread.
The Democrat is ahead by 1 point right now, and they're losing their minds in Arizona.
That can't be because right-wing nut jobs are changing their mind. That has to be because liberals and millennials are coming out to fucking vote. You guys, put down the bong. It sounds like that's what they're doing, right?
The Democrat is a doctor, Dr. Hiral Tippirneni.
Nine!
And her Republican opponent is Debbie Lesko.
Debbie.
The Democrat has a 1 point lead, you know, within the margin of error, statistical tie.
Wow.
So there you go.
Congratulations.
Trump won the district 58% to 37, but his approval rating in the district is currently at a net minus two.
Wait a sec. So negative 2% of the people.
More people disprove. I see. 2% more disapprove of him than approve.
Yeah. That's not good, right?
She has the doctor, Dr. Tippirneni, is by far the most popular. She has a net 20 plus favorability rating.
Shit.
While Lesko, the Republican, is about equal to Trump with a net minus two.
Damn. You know, it's not fair. That person that scored so high, she must have like a great personality, must smile a lot, must, you know, probably is outgoing. Trump doesn't have any of that. Right. He's just an angry dickhead. Well, and so this, it's not fair.
You know, and this means that the Trumpian effect is hurting people.
Right.
And that means they're going to start bailing on him.
Absolutely. If Donald Trump is costing you your job in Congress, you're like, hey, fuck you, dude.
One rumor I heard was that they're waiting until primary season is over to see how many lunatics get nominated that are going to get their asses kicked by Democrats. Because we found that the more Trumpian they are, the bigger they get their asses kicked, except for Roy Moore.
But they have to be Trumpian, right, to win their primary. Because they're playing to a fucked up base, well, right?
Right. And the mobilized base, yeah. And a lot of Republicans might stay home now because they're like, I just don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to go out there. I don't want to be a part of a losing thing.
So it might just be the opposite of what happened in 2010 when the Democrats stayed home and jerked off and smoked weed. And fucking ended us up with the goddamn Tea Party assholes.
I'm going to stay home and jerk off. Don't do that. Go vote.
Voters, it appears, even in places where Trump won, are regretting their decision.
Oh, my God.
Anyone who runs with Trump is voluntarily placing an anchor around their neck.
Right.
The president is hurting Republicans, and if Democrats win another special House election in a deep red district, there will be a mass exodus of Republican candidates away from Trump.
No shit.
And the GOP candidates will be looking to save them fucking selves from the blue wave.
But the problem is, if you're a GOP lunatic and you're running, what is the main, like, what do you have to show for your last term in the legislature? You're like, hey, the tax cut, right? That's the only thing you can brag about.
And that's not working. In fact, they're pulling that from the platforms because they found out in that last special election where the Democrat won in Pennsylvania that nobody believed it. Nobody's seeing anything in their paychecks. You know why? Because it's bullshit.
So what are they going to fucking run on? Fear? Abortion?
Oh, sure.
Drug laws? No. So now all the worst shit ever.
Sure. Brown people are coming for you.
But that's Trump's thing.
And that's why they'll lose.
How do you distance yourself from a guy that's a fascist when your party has plenty of fascist-y platforms? I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think we're getting back to the point that these Republicans can bitch and moan all they fucking want, but the truth is they agree with Donald Trump. Most of these fucking Republicans agree with Donald Trump.
We just got to hope that his approval rating and among Republicans is still like 80.
That border wall is not out of a void. It's not. He didn't think of it. Other Republicans thought of that. Pat Buchanan wanted that. He wanted a fucking wall.
They're all batshit.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
So keep your eyes on the special district election next. I think next Tuesday, maybe the 24th.
I love that some of these assholes can't get away from Trump. They just can't distance themselves from him. It's impossible.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Right.
And if she ends up winning and beating the Republican there, they're
going to
clutch their chests. Nah. They already did. Between that and remember, Scott Walker even tweeted out, oh my God, we got to watch out for a blue wave after his scumbag SCOTUS pick, not SCOTUS.
Scrooges.
Scowie. After his pick in Wisconsin for the Supreme Court there, got his ass handed to him by a liberal, not a purpley Democrat, not a moderate Democrat, a liberal fucking Democrat from Milwaukee, won the Supreme Court by like 12 points in Wisconsin.
The thing is, Wisconsin
people are fed fucking up.
Right. They want their government to work. They want shit to happen. Yeah.
And he lied to get into that office. He was pretended he was a populist, got in, and the first thing he went after was public sector unions.
Yeah.
Fuck the people in the unions.
Then
went after education. He's a coke whore.
Yeah.
He was recalled. There was a recall election.
He's hated, right? He's hated. Yeah. Supposedly, his office is in Madison.
He's despised.
Which blows my fucking mind.
Madison. I love that town.
Yeah, and I'm sure they don't love him.
My first year of college was University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Isn't it true?
A great city.
Yeah. Isn't it true that he doesn't go outside a lot? Like, he stays confined it's cold as shit.
I can't imagine he's loved in Madison.
There's no fucking way. I don't know how he exists.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got a few more minutes here on the big show. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast.
That's right, Pat. Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
You see more news today. This is the Washington Post.
Fuck you.
The Amazon, Jeff Bezos.
Oh, he really hates the WAPO, right?
Well, he's a little distracted by Comey now.
Yes. Slimeball!
In an 8-page letter to Congress.
Oh my God. If somebody sent me an 8-page fucking letter, I'd be like, listen, TLDR, baby.
TLDR.
I'm not reading that.
Bullet points, pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
The Government Accountability Office, which I'm surprised hasn't been shut down by the Republicans. You would think that would be completely antithetical to everything they stand for these days.
Vaporize it.
Government accountability. What are you, nut buzz?
Burn it down.
Ethics.
Right.
Look that up, Ivanka. General Counsel of the GAO, Thomas Armstrong.
Fuck you.
Wrote an 8-page letter saying that Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott fucking Pruitt.
Bam!
Cartoonishly corrupt.
Oh, yes.
Imperious Luna fucking tick.
I want an extra large commemorative coin with my fucking name on it.
And a Bible verse.
And there's a Bible verse on it. Oh, my.
And a Bible verse.
God, I fucking forgot that.
They were like, no.
Yeah.
He violated federal spending laws with his nearly $430,000 soundproof phone booth.
Oh, my God. I thought this was going to be the trip he took to Paris with his fucking staff. God, that cone of silence is 400 grand?
43 grand.
Oh, I'm sorry. 43.
The general counsel said that the EPA failed to notify lawmakers it was exceeding the $5,000 limit that they give agency heads to furnish, redecorate, or otherwise make improvements to the offices.
Oh, my God. $5,000.
In addition, Armstrong wrote, the agency also violated the Federal Anti-Deficiency Act, quote,
jeez,
because the EPA obligated appropriated funds in a manner specifically prohibited by law. They stole money from somewhere else to pay for his fucking cone of silence.
Why didn't anybody just say, Scott? No.
Well, people are trying to figure out why the EPA administrator needs a top-level security top secret
because
cone
he's
of silence.
Doing bad. Listen,
well, that's exactly
if you need a cone
it.
Of silence. If you need a cone of silence, you're up to some fucked up shit.
That's exactly it.
How much to redo your office? I'm sorry, I'm distracted. $5,000.
Everybody gets 5 G's to play with.
That's
why Ben Carson was also in Trubs for the $30,000 dining room table. That
how much is this
exceeded
desk?
Exceeded his.
Do you know how
amount.
Much his desk was?
No, yeah, that's,
$50.
That preceded me. Mine from
bucks.
IKEA was about the same.
$50.
My IKEA desk here. Yeah.
You got the standing thing. That's you know, whatever. And then I'm just saying we're well under $5,000 in here.
Yes.
God, that's fucked up.
The EPA argued that the almost $25,000 customized phone booth, which so required funny. Painting, concrete, and electrical work totaling more than $18,000.
Good God.
To reconfigure the small closet area where it was placed, was not a part of a redecoration of the office, shouldn't be subject to the $5,000 cap.
He's saying he needs it.
And the GAO said bullshit.
What do they say about his fucking army? That is the craziest thing.
The agency maintains other areas in the building where officials can place secure calls. None of Pruitt's predecessors have had such a setup.
So that you just go somewhere where you need to make a call. And maybe you don't even need to make a secure call.
They tried to argue that the booth, the EPA, tried to argue that the booth is, quote, analogous to other functional items an employee might require to perform his job duties, such as a high-speed computer, high-speed copier, scanner, or a television.
They're
trying to say it's pretty standard.
Oh, yes.
Everybody has a super-secret cone of silence room in their office.
Is Pruitt Get Smart? Does he have a shoe that's got a phone in it?
So the GAO didn't buy it.
Oh, okay.
Armstrong wrote that the booth met the criteria to be included under the requirements
yes.
that dictate they stick to the $5,000. As such, he wrote, quote, the EPA was required to notify appropriations committees of its proposed obligation.
Right. So Scott Pruitt has to write a letter to somebody saying, listen, guys, I'm going to spend $50,000 on a cone of silence. Is that okay?
Now, he wrote that we draw no conclusions whether the installation of the booth was the only or the best way.
Yes.
For the EPA to provide a secure telephone line.
Hello.
So that's he's not saying we're not involved in the decision of whether it's stupid or not. We're
yes.
just saying he spent more than 5 G's. It's part of an upgrade to the redecoration. He fucked up. They fucked up. They broke the law.
Right. And it's insane. I don't know that our government can work if we have people that think it's okay to build a $50,000 phone booth. You shouldn't have anybody. No one should have to tell you that's stupid. It's inherently stupid.
Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, a Republican,
Barrasso,
chairman of the Senate committee overseeing the EPA,
yes.
released a statement, quote, it is critical that EPA and all federal agencies comply with notification requirements to Congress before spending taxpayer dollars.
No shit.
The EPA must give a full public accounting of this expenditure and explain why the agency thinks it was complying with the law.
Oh, fuck.
So even some Republicans are like, this is some bullshit.
Right. This is crazy.
This is the fiscally responsible Republicans, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. With the family values, too, by the way. All of that.
The Democrat, Representative Betty McCollum from Minnesota.
Yes.
She was one of the few... one of several lawmakers who requested the GAO review.
Right.
She released a statement saying, quote, there are few greater examples of government waste than a $43,000 phone booth. Now, we know that the purchase wasn't just unnecessary and wasteful, but actually illegal. The American people deserve so much better than the culture of corruption, cronyism, and incompetence that is pervasive in the Trump administration and the Pruitt EPA.
It is insane. She's right.
So there you go. The part of the government itself saying this is not only untoward, it's against the law what they did.
But you know what, man? And I know they're all working on it. But again, Scott Pruitt is not fired.
No, because he's
Donald Trump is still there.
Fucking the shit out of the environment, which is exactly what they want him to
so
do.
So I would like to think that these guys are not above the law. But for now, they certainly fucking are. I mean, he's certainly getting away with it. Everybody knows, but so what?
Yeah. I mean, fortunately, a lot of the stuff that they've done,
they can return
is
it?
Being litigated. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of it's being held up in the courts and stuff. But there's other shit that's getting through that.
I mean, he's still there.
That the Democrats going to have to try to fix.
He's still there gutting regulations,
in 2020. Yeah. And hopefully it would be really nice to have the House, the Senate, and the presidency for the Democrats for once.
Yes, absolutely.
And a supermajority in the Senate, so Mitch the cunt can't...
what a crook!
Can't just decide to block everything for 8 more years like he did with Obama.
And he stole that Supreme Court. He stole that pick, didn't he? There's no other way to look at that.
A couple minutes left here. This one made me sad.
Sad.
And wistful.
Yes.
For an adult government.
Well, you know, we don't have that.
Members of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party.
Hey, Hulser.
Are calling on the government to decriminalize the consumption and possession of all illegal drugs.
Thank you. Thank you. Get on with the business of government.
They've got some opioid problems up there, too.
Yes.
Their number of opioid-related deaths continues to rise. Canada's public health agency estimated around 4,000 people died from opioids last year.
Damn.
They've been, the lawmakers there are trying to take a proactive approach to combating Canada's opioid epidemic.
Yes.
Greenlighting the opening of new supervised and safe injection facilities. Imagine anywhere in this goddamn country they would allow people to safely inject their drugs.
They won't. You can't do anything rational.
Right.
Anything that's logical that would make sense. You got to punish.
You're helping them do drugs. They should be rotting in jail.
We're
the black ones only.
Right.
Not the white ones. They're troubled.
Well, it's a prison industry, right? They want to put people in prison. They don't want to treat them. They're making money treating prisons like, you know, a fucking Ramada Inn.
In March, their federal government there announced $150 million in emergency funding to increase access to drug treatment.
Right.
Oh, look, treatment, like a health issue. Wow.
That's the only thing that works, right? You go to a drug place, they give you methadone, and then they get you off these opioids.
The whether they'll be able to succeed in obtaining complete decriminalization is yet to be seen. They've got a lot of punishment hard conservatives
fucking
up there,
God.
Too, who love nothing but making sure somebody goes to jail for something.
Fuck you, boy.
Canada is already set to become the first of the world's 7 largest advanced economies to completely legalize marijuana consumption.
Damn. Throughout the whole country.
Yes.
So you can walk down the street and smoke a fucking joint.
Completely legalize marijuana consumption.
Damn. Why don't
there are going to be weed cafes. It's going to be like Amsterdam in a really big country.
Why aren't we like Sweden or Canada? What is it?
Because of Republicans.
It's the religious right.
Yes.
God, it's disgusting. You're making it's not fair. These handful of evangelicals in this fucking country are making America so unfucking cool.
Trudeau has said he's not yet prepared to support decriminalization of everything. They need to keep studying it. He's trying to be diplomatic.
Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, the country's conservative party is vocally opposed to legalization of any kind.
Oh, suck a dick.
Whoa.
Go fuck yourself. Do you want to be America?
What about Jesus?
Yeah, Jesus doesn't give a shit. Jesus doesn't exist.
They're not as Jesus-y up there either.
And if he did, he was black. Does that not bother you?
Oh, brown.
Brown. He was brown.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Thanks for all the great reviews and everything. And thanks for buying stuff through our Amazon portal.
Ooh, yes.
It helps us out bigly.
Right.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So, so freaking vile.
Have a great evening, everyone. Back tomorrow. I'm sure there'll be more.
Guns kill people.
I like to have children. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what I am. I'm a throwback.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.